Welcome to episode 79 of the Walking Leader Podcast. The Walking Leader Podcast is here to help you get up and thrive as you walk around the company floor. That's right, the objective of this podcast is to not only give you the rules, but the tools to help you succeed as a leader in your organization. Welcome everyone to this episode. I am David Guerra, the author of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. In this episode, I'm going to talk about, well, two things. We're going to talk about, just like rule number one, rule number two of the walking leader is equally important to do, to use, to follow, to maintain, to succeed. And we're going to talk the cost of a professional athlete, well, standing up for what they believe in and the price they're going to pay. So let's get started. Being a leader is a full-time job. You never stop being a leader. Just because the 5 o'clock whistle blows does not mean that you are done for the day. It may signal that your job as a manager or department head or whatever it is you do to pay the bills is over. However, as a leader, you're not done. You are never done. You are a leader 100% of the time. Therefore, as a walking leader, you have to adhere to one of the most important and non-negotiable rules of all. Do it all the time. See, when you get out there and walk around the company or organization, you have to make certain that you do it all the time. Now, I mean daily, at least once a day. See, you have things you must do, your responsibilities to look after. You have responsibilities to look after, but so you do not confuse doing it all the time with walking around your entire work shift. Don't do that. No, it just means that you just do it at least once a day. See, when I wrote The Walking Leader, I call rule number one and rule number two the co-golden rules of being a walking leader. See, you have to get out there and do it all the time. You have to make certain that you are seen out and about at least once a day. Now, there are at least two benefits to getting out every day. First, people will get to know you and want to get to know about you as you get to know about them. Second, your peers, your other leaders, managers in the organization will see that you are serious about what you're doing. And they're going to get inquisitive and they're going to want to know what's going on and they're going to start communicating with you. And when they communicate, they come up to you and things are looking pretty good. Well, hey, that's a good thing for you. When things are positive, that's a good thing for you, especially as an up-and-coming leader in any organization. Now, obviously, there's going to be negatives, and there's always a negative. Everything's not all sunshine and rainbows and butterflies. There's going to be some negativity that's going to happen to this. So when you're starting out, be mindful of the fact that it may be easy to get out there and never come back. What I mean by that is, like, you know, you start walking around and next thing you know, it's lunchtime and, oh, well, I didn't finish walking around. So then you continue on for the rest of the day and your department never sees you. Do not do that. Never do that. See, you have responsibilities in your area of operations. And so it's up to you to ensure that everything there gets done in a timely and appropriate manner. That means you're going to have to spend some time there. Now, next, do not neglect those you lead, supervise, or manage. You see, because when you start neglecting them, well, you're going to find yourself by yourself. See, it can be real tricky. Don't get me wrong. It can be real tricky. It can get tricky when you manage your time in your department and the time that you take to go out and about. It can be, especially when you're starting out or you're not too sure how to do this and it's taking longer than you anticipated. It's all about time management, and you've got to get that under control. You can't neglect it, just like you cannot neglect those you lead, supervise, or manage. So be careful. Be very careful. Be mindful. It can be done if you're proactive, and most of all, just be yourself. Don't overdo it. Just take it at a steady pace. It's okay if you don't make it to the entire company floor in one day. It's okay. You're getting there. You're working it. You're going to make it happen. See, all in all, getting out there every day, at least once a day, has its benefits. So if you don't make it all the way around, that's fine, but at least you're getting out there. Maybe the next day, go the other way. And that way you make sure you cover those that you missed the day before. See, especially if you're serious about becoming a walking leader and making others a walking leader as well, you've got to take your time, but don't be late. Don't be late. Take your time doing what you have to do. Take your time walking around, but don't be late. Don't get pushed back. Don't get burdened. Don't get bogged down. Don't get behind. You can do it. And guess what? You will do it if you just take it easy. Okay, now let's change gears a little bit. Let's go in a different, slightly different direction. You know, with the start of the 2016 NFL season, there have been plenty of athletes that have decided that they're going to exercise their freedom of speech. And that's fine. That's their right. And as I am a veteran of the United States Army, I applaud anyone, and I mean anyone and everyone, that exercises their rights, especially those rights that are found in the U.S. Constitution's Bill of Rights. I have no problem for it, because that's what I raise my hand to swear and uphold and to defend. And, you know, when it comes to freedom of speech, religion, the right to bear arms, right against unreasonable searches and seizures, protection from witnessing against yourself, or your right to a trial by jury, a fair and speedy trial, or to not have cruel and unusual punishment handed down to you. I'm all for that, because that's what I signed up for. That's what I said, you know what? I'm going to do this because this is what I believe in, and that's what I did. No one twisted my arm. I wasn't drafted. I volunteered because that's what I believe in. And so now that I'm out, I get to see people that, well, you know, while I don't agree with them, you know, sitting or kneeling during the playing of the national anthem, as an individual, as a private citizen, I don't agree. But I know that as a veteran, I have done my part to ensure that those individuals have the right to do what they want to do. And if you've been following me on my Facebook page, and if you haven't, it's on the link on the show notes here at the DaveGuerra.com. And I wrote the following post. As a veteran, I encourage each citizen to exercise their rights as a member of this great nation. Just as I agree every one of its citizens should work to make this nation a more perfect union every single day. See, as a minority, I cannot change the past. What's done is done, but to sit and protest the past is utter nonsense. See, no one can change the past. We can only change the future. And whether people like it or not, I call out the injustices, and, you know, both past and present. But I work hard to do my part to help prevent those injustices from reoccurring, thus making tomorrow and the future better for my children and every child in this nation of ours. While many people will call the protests of not standing during the playing of the national anthem un-American, anti-troops, against anything this nation stands for, I call it the most American thing any of its citizens can do. See, protest is what created this nation. Protest is what has kept this country in check for, well, 240 years. Now, we are a nation made up of people that disagree, and sometimes we agree. But we have to live together, and most of the time, we agree to disagree. Now, while I do not agree with the reasons behind these so-called quote-unquote professional athletes and what they're doing, especially when they seem to have no problem standing up to collect that million-dollar paycheck. Now, that's hypocrisy right there. It's plain and simple. And if you don't get it, it's okay. See, the San Francisco quarterback, the one that started it all, is quoted as saying, "It would be selfish on my part to look the other way about what he's protesting." And fine, that's his right. But he sees no problem standing, not accepting or rejecting a paycheck, or heck, even maybe donating 100% of that paycheck to a charity of his choosing. So you see where I'm going here? He wants to make a statement, and he wants to make that statement on such this broad term, but he wants to make it so long as the statement does not affect his pocketbook, or so he thinks. See, now, when organizations and corporations decide they do not want to associate themselves with such protesting individuals, it should come as no surprise when those organizations pull their sponsorship from those individuals. See, the business aspect of being a pro-America organization definitely outweighs a misguided individual's perceived anti-American actions. So, to sever ties, well, it's obviously a no-brainer. And as a veteran, I have no problem with a company exercising their rights and distancing themselves from individuals that are not living up to the image, actions, or standards that brought that individual to the organization's attention. It happens daily. Companies see the bottom line and they have to do what they have to do. They do this especially when individuals are not living up to their end of the deal. Just ask, like that Olympian, Ryan Lochte, how about how fast the sponsorship money dried up? Or, as you know, Mr. Brandon Marshall found out after taking a knee the first Thursday of the NFL season while they were playing the national anthem. You know, there's going to be more fallout over the course of the NFL week one activities as they unfold. It's my understanding that four Miami Dolphins players took a knee. That's fine. They're more than welcome to do that. But again, they should not be surprised when, well, you know, as the story goes, as the wheels on the bus go round and round, so does the money wheel. It goes round and round. But when that bus comes to a stop or those wheels come to a grinding halt and there's no more money, they should not be surprised. See, those that are in the spotlight are there because they want to. They want to be there. See, what they choose to do with the spotlight is definitely up to them. But as I wrote, they should not be surprised when those that are sponsoring them decide they no longer have the professional image they once had, but now may cast the organization in a bad light. See, either way, it is not good form for people to behave in a manner others do not approve and believe. And then they believe there will be no consequence or fallout. See, that's just not right. You know, eventually things are going to happen. But, well, you know what? This is my opinion, and I want to know your opinion. What do you think? What do you think about all of this, this whole fallout from being, you know, obviously the protesting thing, I'm going to support it. I have no problem with that. But the fallout, you know, should they get what they're getting? I say they should. Because, again, the company hired them. The company sponsors them for an image they're portraying. And when that image is not what that company's all about, there's going to be some repercussions. So either way, let me know. Let me know what you think. I really do want to hear from you. And you can email me, dave@daveguerra.com, or by Twitter, @DaveGuerra, DaveGuerra. And those links are all in the show notes. And definitely want to hear from you. So listen, everybody, this about wraps it up for episode 79 of the Walking Leader Podcast. I am David Guerra, United States Army veteran, entrepreneur, and author of The Walking Leader, the 20 rules you can use now to lead you to leadership greatness in your organization. That book and all my other books are sold on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and they're also available for the Amazon Kindle and the Barnes & Noble Nook, sorry about that. Also, like I said earlier, I would love to hear from you, so please feel free to drop me a note, dave@daveguerra.com, or on Twitter @DaveGuerra, all one word. Listen, I want to thank you for your time. I do appreciate it. Most of all, I do appreciate you. Thanks again, and until next time, we'll see you soon.